Everything was for the money. My friend said I would see that nothing good, girl, comes from a friend. Put you through the test, cut you off, and then you left.
It broke my heart. It shattered me. But I'll find someone who will love me for me.
The check is in the mail, baby.
We can be
lovers, but not friends no longer.
That's so LSG. Your check is in the mail. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, March the 12th. How's everyone out there doing today? I hope everyone is doing as well as can be. If not, do something about it to change it. Well, today's podcast is going to be about turning on your listening ear before it's too late. Like, a lot of people don't realize in relationships that you're not really listening to your partner or your mate because you are so stuck on wanting to be heard and not willing to listen. I've seen that earlier in the week, or Sunday, I think it was Sunday or last week, whenever a teacher was on the internet, was telling what two kids were crying, and he had to go into the classroom, and he went to go and check on to see what was going on. So he was like, "Why are they crying?" And he was like, "He was crying. They were, kids were just profusely crying. And kids tend to do stuff like that or whatever when they can't have their way, especially if you take something from them and they're not being able to, you know, go outside or do certain things. So in this instance, three of the kids wasn't able to go outside with the rest of the kids because they wasn't listening. In the classroom, wasn't listening to the teacher, being combative or whatever. A lot of times, you know, we as adults are just like children. We don't listen to one another, and we can't be able to understand where each other's coming from when it comes down to being in a relationship. So it's always good to just like sit still and listen to one another in order to hear each other. It's really hard for us to do that because everybody wants to try to get their point across. A lot of times it'd be best to just like be quiet so you could be able to hear what the other person is saying. Some people say, "Well, hey, that's selfish. It's not like that person is listening to me anyway." I'm going to tell you something. When you're in a relationship, and the relationships that I have been in the past or whatever, a lot of times we don't listen. A lot of times the relationship didn't last because we didn't listen to one another. We always wanted to be right. And by nature, humans, we just want to be right all the time. I tell everybody all, you know, on my podcast and just in face-to-face or whatever, even with my kids or whatever the case may be, you can't always be right. You got to get to the point that you have to be accept, "Hey, listen, I'm wrong, and the way that I done that was wrong, and what can you give me, or what can you tell me or show me how to fix it?" people don't, they're not so quick to do that nowadays. Everybody wants to be right. And a lot of times we are totally wrong because we don't put ourselves in other people's shoes. We don't look at things from other people's perspective when we're talking to them or even communicating with them. The best way to communicate is to listen. Turn your listening ear on. I don't care if it gets to the point that you just have to, you know, just be quiet, quench your teeth or whatever the case may be. Allow the other individual when you're in a relationship to be able to get what they're saying out in order for you to be able to understand. And don't be so quick to respond when you're communicating with somebody. A lot of times we are quick to respond because we want to get our point off. But then, like, if you didn't hear the whole statement, what the person is saying, 9 times out of 10 you're going to assume the wrong response, or you're going to assume that this person is maybe lashing out at you, or you're going to assume that this person is not really listening to you or looking at things from your perspective, or whatever the case may be. But at the, you know, that's just how it is in life. We as humans, we got to get to the point of sitting still sometimes, being able to understand that, hey, listen, you know, I could be wrong, and things go, that's how life is, you know. Sometimes things don't work out the way that it's supposed to be. And a lot of times when we're not listening to one another, that's when you get this rah-rah back and forth with each other, saying things that you don't mean and saying things that you can't take back. No things you can take back when you say it. Once it's said. And people don't think about that, especially in different relationships. I was in a relationship one time with somebody, and this person, she was just like, didn't look at things from a whole point of view. And I always tell my husband now and people in the past, to the point that, you know, you got to look at the whole big picture. You just can't just assume that what you said right then and there is the reason why that person is said. It takes years of communication. It takes a lot of interaction back and forth. You can be saying something over and over again, and a lot of times people don't be listening. Just like with the point of those kids in the classroom, they wasn't listening to their teachers or whatever, so their punishment was to the point they were not able to go outside with the rest of the kids. Just like us as an adults, a lot of times relationships end because we don't listen to one another. We don't value each other's thoughts and, you know, so forth. And I'm not saying that you just got to always look at things from other people's perspective, but you got to know in the back of your mind that, hey, listen, I don't have to always be right. Maybe there's some truth to what that person is saying. And why are they saying that? That's just something for you guys to think about, you know, looking at things from a different perspective and being able to turn on your listening ear. And because when you turn on your listening ear, a lot of times you feel, if you get to the point of you feel and you be able to feel where the other person is coming from. But we are so quick to want to be right, and 9 times out of 10 we are wrong. I don't know. I guess that's just a life thing or whatever the case may be. It's crazy. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about the same thing, and he was saying that, sometimes I just want to be alone, and sometimes I don't want to be bothered with somebody or with his spouse, because the simple fact is that, you know, he's trying to deal with things on another level. I'm gonna tell you something. When you're in a relationship, when you're in a marriage or a commitment with somebody, it's best to have open communication and not hold things on the inside. Or within the point, maybe you don't want to talk about it at that particular time or whatever. So you like, hey, give me my space. At least explain to the person, hey, I don't want to talk about it right now or whatever. Don't make that other person just have to assume that it's about them, or make them assume that, hey, listen, it's something that y'all are not working out, or maybe it's something that the other person needs to work on. I don't know. It's crazy that we don't think about things. That's why I say it's always best to look at things from, you know, the whole overall, instead of just saying, hey, listen, I'm just going to shut myself out. And it's not good to do that, because a lot of times when people shut themselves out, especially in the black community, black men, I tell you, you know, it's best to start talking about what you're feeling and how you're feeling. Some of them nowadays are coming up to the point of really expressing themselves, and it gets to the point that women look at it as, hey, this dude here, he's weak, or whatever the case may be. Who gives a damn what another person may feel about you? At least you'll be able to release that anger or that pain on the inside. You get to the point of you bottling all type of things up, then whenever the shit hit the fan, then you want to explode. Then you looking all crazy, locked up, or be done did something, you got no business, or hurt somebody else, or even hurt yourself. So with that being said, like, I always encourage people to try to at least talk their feelings out. Me, myself, sometimes when if I can't express myself with my husband, I talk to myself and I rationalize with myself. I'm a Libra, so with that being said, like, I overthink a lot of different things sometimes, and it's that, you know, that's a bad part about me. But then again, it's also a good part, because the simple fact is that I look at things, you know, overall. I don't just look at it, be one-sided, have a one-track mind. Back in the day, they used to pick at people about, oh, you just got a one-track mind. You can't have that of thinking things on one way. I have a brother that's way. He just think one way, and then that's it. He don't want to know nothing else. But then when other things comes along, then he all confused. You can't have a one-track mind with dealing with different people and their emotions, because we all are humans, and we get to the point that sometimes we, you know, think outside of the box. Maybe we have experienced things differently or whatever. It's always good to turn on listening ear. Be willing to listen to other people and how they feel and what they feel and why they went through that or why this happened, so forth and so on, you know, so you could get some type of understanding and not shut yourself out, or get to the point of you ending a relationship. You get to the point, or situationship, or whatever that you have going on with another individual. Because I'm going to tell you something, it's hard. A breakup is something else. It's a lot of people that have went through different breakups. I done went through breakups. You done went through breakups. Your moms, your dads, aunts, uncle, grandma, and so forth and so on. People have went through breakups, and it's not a good thing. Sometimes some people feel like it's a good thing. I see where on social media where you have some people, when they begin a divorce, they have a party. I'm like, these people are crazy. But, you know, who's to say what they went through? They probably went through a whole bunch of trials and tribulation in a relationship trying to make things work. And it's really hard to try to work on things or make things work whenever you're in a relationship with somebody and they're not doing this. They're not reciprocating the same energy or whatever. Most times, I can't sit up and say that and just like bash men all together. But the majority of the women that I know, regardless if they out there in the streets or they taking care of this or taking care of that, they always looking to the point of being secure. Most times women wants to be secure. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But there are times where some women just want to live off the grid. They don't want to be fooled up with nobody. But majority, the big thing is being secure and being able to not have to worry about the next thing. Now, sometimes we got to be able to cope with things that we can't change. You know what I'm saying? Stuff that we don't have no control over. We just have to be able to cope with it. But in reality, in life, a lot of times we should look at to the point, men and women, to be secure in our relationships, being secure in our life and our foundation, so forth and so on. So with that being said, like, you got to think, hey, listen, is it wrong for a person to want secure men? Is it wrong for a person to not want to worry or whatever the case may be? And things that you don't have no control over, think about it. If you're in a relationship, y'all should be able to work on those type of things together. That's just something for you guys to think about. Are you listening to your spouse? Are you reciprocating the same energy? Are you thinking about, hey, listen, the foundation as a whole, if you do this, is it going to harm that? There's so many different things that we need to work on in relationships, because we have came up to the point of being taught wrongly for so long. And it's time to get ourselves out of that. I seen where a guy was talking on social media earlier, talking about these different things, and not realize that people learn not by you talking. They go by to the point of action, what you do and how you do. It's really simple. Even down to the point that And I know this sounds kind of crazy. We go to school for so many years. Think about it. Doctors and lawyers go to school for so many years. They don't have that experience until they have people that they have to work on or different cases that they have to work on in order for them to be able to see if it's going to work out or if it's, you know, if things are going the way it's planned what they want it to be. And that's just how it is in life. So if you have a listening ear, or whatever, about a situation, if you have a problem in a relationship and you're both sitting there and you're listening to each other's problems or each other's desires or whatever the case may be, 9 times out of 10 things will work out fine for you. But if you're not listening to one another, how you expect for things to work out? Things will not work out like that. You're going to just get to the point and just sit it over to the side. A lot of people in the black community, when they don't know how to communicate with each other. Being still and understanding, not being able to just get to the point of responding all the time and not think about, hey, listen, if I said this to you, if I called you a name, you're going to call me a name. You're going to give me, because we by nature, we are protectors of ourselves. But with that being said, because of certain situations, we got to get to the point of saying, hey, it's okay if that person says that about me. I've had somebody call me a bitch one time or whatever, a couple of times. I had got to the point, like, I'm so caught up on the point if somebody said that about me. And I know sometimes I could probably have some type of irrational moves, but that's not me. So if I'm not calling myself that and I don't feel that I am that, then if that person is calling me that, then that doesn't mean that I'm that. I don't know. It's crazy. You know, we get so wrapped up on what society say that we are and how we're supposed to feel and forget about expressing our own feeling or whatever. But with that being said, you got to think about the whole big picture. You know, you are what you answer to. Just because somebody says something about you or ridicule you doesn't mean that you always have to respond to that person, especially when it comes down to an argument in a relationship or whatever. If that person is saying some truth to you, a lot of times in my first marriage, oh my God, it was crazy. He used to always get upset about things that I would say that he was doing, and he was doing. But how can you sit there and you defend something that you are doing, but you try to make excuses for it? And it's vice versa. And I sit back and I was like, did I ever used to make excuses for different things that I was doing? I was terrified to do anything and keep from getting jumped on or arguing or wanting to argue in front of my kids or whatever the case may be. But I'm just saying, like, it's crazy that it's that way. And it's like, hey, sometimes I see that in my marriage now to the point that, hey, listen, why what you getting upset for or whatever the case may be? You don't have to get upset. Sometimes you have to talk those things out about what a person has done to you in order for you to recognize and, hey, listen, you don't even have to respond to that. It's best for you to just be quiet and let that person air out or feel the way that they want to feel or express how they want to feel. You don't have to respond to it. That's just how life, you know, goes and coexist. Case in point, today we had a delivery. And the delivery, the people were kind of obnoxious and out of place. But with that being said, like, a lot of people, me, myself, I was like, it's just crazy. Just, you don't have to make things to be a problem. You don't have to create a problem. The thing was, they didn't want us to walk, bring the merchandise in through the front door. Because maybe it's so many different other businesses up there, and we were like probably blocking off other people. Instead of them saying that or being straight up about it, they're making excuses for it or whatever. Then even whenever I got the paperwork and stuff signed, the lady was like kind of obnoxious and just, you know, kind of rude and stuff like that. But a lot of times you don't have to feed into that negativity, because that was that person's ignorance or whatever. I'm pretty sure when she got home that tonight or later on this evening, she's going to realize, hey, I didn't even have to be that way. And sometimes some people don't acknowledge when they are rude to other people. It don't necessarily got to be to the point of that situation. It could be something that's built up all together from different situations that people have been in, the reason why they'll lash out to you. So you have to just tell yourself, hey, listen, it's not me, it's them. It's not me, it's them. Once you realize that and you realize that you don't have no control of somebody else's actions, then you realize, hey, listen, I'm not going to get myself all caught up into that or whatever. Crazy thing is, it was like so many different men that were there that could have helped the, you know, put the stuff inside of the building, but they were standing around looking. And it's neither here nor there of saying like what color they were, but it was, you know, usually white guys, they are getting to the point of they volunteer themselves or whatever. On this particular day, I didn't see that or whatever. Now, don't get me wrong, I was always brought up. My granddaddy told me, if you ever see a man standing around not doing nothing or whatever the case may be when it comes down to working, then they ain't worth the shit anyway. But that's old school and how they went through and what they brought, how they came up and stuff like that, because they were going off of survival. We're not on survival now. But I still believe wholeheartedly in that, like it could be male or female within the point. If you're not willing to help, why would you give your opinion? That's just life. I don't know. Maybe that's totally off subject, but you still got to be able to listen. Have a listening ear within yourself, with relationships, on your job, day-to-day living, at school, with your kids, so forth and so on. You can't just get to the point of shutting yourself down and feel like, that, hey, that you're right all the time. Because 9 times out of 10, we're not right. There's some other situation that's in life or something that can go on, can transpire to make things to come out to be different. And that's just life, period. Regardless of what the situation is, people don't realize that. We got to get to the point of have a listening ear. Even if we got to get back to the point of like as if we were a child. Grown-ups do not listen to one another. We are so quick to respond to an action instead of us listening. It's time for us to get to the back to the basic within the point of being still. Being able to look at things from other people's perspective. Not getting to the point that, hey, I'm right and I'm always right. No, we're not. We're not always right. We have room for improvement on an everyday basis. I know that I do. Now, if you got people that's in this world that feel like that they're right all the time, those are the type of people you have to run from. Because you can learn from them, learn to the point that they don't always got to be right or that they are always right. Be willing to receive constructive criticism from anybody, even down to children. That's just something for you guys to think about. When you're in a relationship, a lot of times, if you get to the point of you communicating better, having a more of a listening ear, things will work out just as fine for you. But if you're not willing to listen and understand and to be able to really feel and hear what another individual is saying to you, that's your demise. You're destroying yourself within that, and well as to the point of you are destroying the relationship. That's just something for you guys to think about. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Tuesday. Talking about having a listening ear in relationships, in life, period. Y'all have a good day. Somebody who can bring me love and satisfaction. Forget about material things, yeah, yeah. You got what you wanted, but you'll never be satisfied. No, no, yeah. See, true love is a virtue. Don't come with a dollar sign. I'll find a good woman to call my own. See, so keep the rings and the material things, 'cause life goes on. Life goes on. I don't wanna walk away.
that's a win. Dream, that's a win.
She don't want no